Magandang magandang hapon po mga kababayan. Naririto na naman po kami at inyong makakapiling ngayong araw na itong huling linggo at huling araw din ng Pebrero. Siyempre pa po, mabait ang Diyos. Ang ganda-ganda ng araw, malamig ang init dahil may breeze, and kahit na po tayo ay nasa unang araw ng pitong araw na lockdown, siyempre po tayong mga Pinoy, hindi natin pinababayaan ang ating sarili na magsaya pa rin dahil biniyayaan tayo ng ating Panginoong Diyos ng napakagandang araw na ito paggising natin, at I'm sure sa next 6 days magandang araw pa rin despite the fact na tayong lahat ay naka-lockdown, hindi lang ang mga estudyante kundi ganun din ang mga may negosyo, ang mga empleyado, ang mga employer, lahat tayo. Kahit tayo siguro walang kita ang iba dahil no work, no pay, pero ang iba continuous ang pay dahil kung monthly or weekly man sila. Tayo pong mga seniors naman, siyempre pa, lagi tayong masaya dahil kumbaga nagawa na natin ang ating dapat gawin in our working lives, and kung hindi man tayo nagtrabaho, nakapagsilbi naman tayo sa ating mga pamilya at ang ating mga kababayan kung tayo nasa community service. So ano pa ang ating hihingin? Sigurado naman lahat tayo nakapamasyal na rin sa ating buhay, kung hindi man madalas paminsan-minsan, napakasaya na natin yan. Kaya kumusta po kayong lahat dyan? Abangan niyo po kami. At dalawa lang po kami ngayong hapon ni Tekno Joe, kasi ang ating si Manang Trini may duty siya ngayon sa kanyang apo. Siya ang duty ngayon para mag-alaga sa kanyang bunsong apo na si Harley. At syempre pa ang iba pang mga apo nandyan yan. And ang kanyang one and only, kumusta po Sir Duncan? At mamaya babatiin ko pa ang ibang family man ng Trini. Kumusta na, Tekno Joe?
Yes.
Maganda mo ngayon.
Siyempre, tita, magandang hapon sa inyo mga nakikinig sa ating samot-sari. Lockdown na naman, ika nga. Pero sana ay nasa maayos po kayong mga kalusugan at kondisyon ngayong araw ng Linggo. At salamat sa pagtunghay niyo po sa aming programa ngayong hapong ito. Mayroon tayong isang guest mamaya at antabayanan niyo po ang aming interview sa kanya.
Ayan, talaga naman. Dahil siguro mainit-init nga kahit na malamig ang hangin, ang tendency gusto mong laging uminom ng tubig, di ba?
Correct.
Which is, oo, napakaganda naman dahil kailangan natin yan sa ating kalusugan. Ate Jo, Tekno Joe, gusto kong i-share sa iyo na napakasaya ko kahapon kasi maghapon akong nag-community service. Siyempre sa umaga, mayroon kaming Cancer Society collection para sa Rotary ito, Rotary Club of Hillsboro and Linfield, Mount Roskill. Doon ako nangulekta for us and for our Rotalite group of Hillsboro, Linfield and Mount Roskill din. Siyempre pa ang mga kasama ko, ang aming membership chair sa Rotary Mount Roskill, si Tina Chen, at overseeing us the whole day hanggang alas 3 ng hapon ang aming presidente sa Rotary Club Mount Roskill, Mari from presiding in Pukekohe. So ang layo-layo niya, but siyempre nandyan pa rin siya at nakaantabay. Mari Sterling, how are you there? Dahil siyempre ang Rotary po is giving back to the world. Siyempre pa sa hapon naman, ang nag-duty after me and Tina ay sina Min Ross, ang ating assistant district governor ng Rotary Club, Rotary Club pero District 9910, walang iba kung hindi ang ating kaibigan Min Rose at ang kanyang partner, Chief Farlow, silang dalawa naman ang nag-duty sa afternoon, obviously with the support of our President Mary Sterling. Yan po. And yeah, after that, nako, ang saya-saya ko talaga. Ate Jo, I mean manang Techno Jo, namimix up ako kasi siyempre may nag-serve din sa atin na dati nating kasama si Ate Jo. And mga iba pa. Ayan, but nakikita ko ang mukha mo. Siyempre, ikaw si Techno Jo.
Walang problema.
Oh, ang gusto kong i-share, please, ay ang aking karanasan kahapon na pagkatapos kong nag-community service, inasikaso ko naman ang para sa aking sarili. Kasi Sunday, nagbisita ako sa aking mga kaibigan sa East Auckland. And napakasaya ko kasi siyempre matagal ko na rin hindi nakakasama ng mahaba-habang panahon ang mga kaibigan kong yun. Una-una na po, ang aking kumbaga anak-anakan dito sa Auckland, walang iba kung hindi. Kumusta ka dyan, Abby Hinlo? Siyempre pa ang kanyang kabiyak, si Jomai Hinlo at ang kanilang dalawang pagkagagandang mga anak, si Kristen at si very, very active young boy, Kedrick Hinlo. I missed you, Kedrick. Siyempre naalala ko yung days natin na nagtanim tayo kasama ka at ang ate Kristen mo and kami ng papa mo ang naghukay ng mga lupa na pagtataniman ko ng mga trees, native trees for we are representing Rotary as well then, Rotary Club of New Lynn before and yung pangalawa Rotary Club of Linfield, Hillsboro and Mount Roskill. Napakasaya ko noon at ngayon nadagdagan dahil nakita ko na naman uli kayo. So, kumusta kayo dyan? At siyempre pa po ang iba ko pang mga kaibigan sa East Auckland, binisita ko na rin ang aking Mommy Virgie and Daddy Lope at siyempre pa ang aking isang kapatid dyan sa East Auckland, si Charlo Expression. Ang ganda ng apelyedo, ano? Expression. At ang kanyang mga canine o kaisa-isang canine na anak si Whiskey at ang kanyang alagang another canine si Mia. Ang komo pareho silang babae, mayroong jealousy. Pero kung pareho kung isang babae at isang lalaki sila, ang dogs para ding tao, siyempre may attraction sa isa't isa. Kung babae at lalaki, kung parehong babae or parehong lalaki, siyempre mayroong kaunting anong tawag diyan? Inggitan o hindi naman talagang inggitan kung hindi, I think, kahit mostly pag sa mga canine or kahit ang mga pusa, ipinakikilala nila kung sino yung may territory. Ay siyempre, territory ni Whiskey yun kasi bahay yun ng mami niya. Kaya, ay si Mia ay bisita lang. Kaya, siyempre, mas number one sa feeling niya siyempre si Whiskey. Which is tama naman kung tutuusin. Ayan. And, siyempre pa, bukod sa may mga pagkaing Pinoy, naku, ang halaman ni Mommy Virgie ang pagkagaganda. So, ano pang ginawa ni Tita Virgie? Siyempre, nanghingi ng halaman para meron din akong unti-unting aasikasuhin para mabuhay. And meron din akong titingnan-tingnan na, wow, itinanim ko yan. Kasi ang buhay ko dito sa New Zealand, puro trabaho at community service. Ngayon na medyo nakakaluwag-luwag na ako, aasikasuhin ko naman ang mental and physical health ko and dyan pumapasok ang aking mga ibang kaibigan sa East Auckland. Walang iba kung hindi sina Jimmy and Gigi Nito. Siyempre pa ang kanilang mga anak, Jan Dale, Gabriel and Jaco, tatlong mga binata yan. At ang aking iba pang mga East Auckland friends, sina Jerry, and mamaya po sasabihin ko uli kung bakit ako dikit na dikit sa kanila. Kasi nga, nagsabi na ako sa aking sarili na, hey, Tita Virgie, look at yourself. look at your health, look at your beauty, which obviously comes from your inner self and your which comes out as your physical self, na kung hindi ka kakain ng tama, magsusupplement ng tama, at magsasaya from time to time, hindi mo ma-i-express yan dahil may kulang eh. May kulang and meron kang dapat ipakita talaga na kung saan nga dahil inaalagaan mo ang sarili mo, eh, ang labas, magandang maganda ang resulta ng iyong pagkatao. Hindi ba? Teknodyo, alam ko ginagawa mo na yan dahil ikaw nasa community service din, hindi lang sa radyo. And I'm sure, meron ka ding pinagkakaabalahan, di ba? Yung iyong mga, which is very important, ang iyong mga masks. And marami ako niyan. Kumusta na?
Maayos naman po. Although hindi masyadong maganda ang linggo namin sa aming mga angkan dahil sa pagkawala ng aming isang mahal sa buhay, ika nga, at di kami makauwi ng Pilipinas. Sa aking tita na iniwan na kami, si Naida Cristobal. Oo. Ang aming buong pamilya ay nakikiramay sa aming mga pinsan at mga tita at tito. At bagamat wala kami doon ay patuloy kaming nandoon sa lamay online. Sabi nga ganun.
Oo. And ngayon ata yung anong tawag doon, yung final going away
funeral.
Funeral, oo.
Oo, mamayang gabi dito. Ayan.
So, and siyempre pa, naka-post yan sa inyong lahat ng pamilya para yung hindi sa, makaka-uwi, eh, meron kayo.
Sa private group namin.
Oo, private group ninyo. Again, that, nakikiramay ako, Jo.
Maraming salamat po. At sa mga lahat ng nakikinig ngayon, kami po ay nandito ni Tita Virgie kahit na lockdown. Umpisahan na natin ang local news.
Ay muna, nagpalamig ng tubig.
Ayan, mainit kasi sa labas ngayon, no? Pero mahangin. Ayan, ang ating pong local news ay mula sa New Zealand Herald. Okay. COVID-19 coronavirus, Auckland in level 3 lockdown and the rest of New Zealand at level 2. Here are the latest development that will be delivered by Tita Virgie.
Ito po, the latest code of COVID-19, a student who went to a gym while he was symptomatic has the UK variant of the virus. COVID Response Minister Chris Hipkins said yesterday as he defended the government's decision to return to lockdown in Auckland. Aucklanders are back in level 3 restrictions for a full week and the rest of New Zealand is at level 2 after the 21-year-old student visited public locations before testing positive. The new case M, attends the Manukau Institute of Technology or MIT and is the older brother of a Papatoy High School student. The man who was a casual contractor at Kerry Logistics Oceania Limited went to MIT for 3 days and to the gym twice, including once after taking a COVID test when he should have been isolating at home. Hipkins told TVNZ yesterday that the genomic sequencing suggested a link with the South Auckland cluster. He confirmed that the student had the more contagious UK variant of COVID-19, but officials did not know yet how he caught the virus. Officials also did not know if other people had been infected. Hipkins is calling on anyone who has COVID symptoms to go get a test now. Hipkins denied that Auckland came out of its earlier 3-day lockdown too soon. At the time, he said the cases were looking contained. He said he learned about the new case early on yesterday afternoon. Officials worked on the case details and movements through the afternoon before a cabinet meeting last night and a hastily arranged press conference at 9 p.m. at which PM Jacinda Ardern and Director General of Health Ashley Bloomfield announced the alert level changes. Major events have been disrupted. Sunday morning's round the base run in Auckland was called off, while Black Caps and White Ferns 120 cricket doubleheader scheduled for Eden Park on Friday has been moved to Wellington, where the games will be played without crowds. The racing schedule for the America's Cup, which was due to start on the Hauraki Golf on Saturday, is being reviewed. Police have today again set up roadblocks at the Auckland region borders, and the checkpoints on the outskirts of Auckland will be stopping vehicles and questioning drivers, ensuring there is no non-essential movement through the region, a police statement said. Anyone attempting to travel across the regional boundaries should expect to be stopped and asked for proof of essential travel. Samantala po ang case and locations of interest na napaka-importante po kung hindi pa ninyo nabasa, eto po yan. Instead of following health advice, Case M had been out in the community while infectious. This included attending the Manukau Institute of Technology for 3 days, February 22, 25, and 26. All MIT students were emailed on Saturday evening. They need to stay at home under the rules of level 3, and those considered close contacts will be followed up by health officials. MIT is getting a deep clean today. Case M is the oldest brother, as I mentioned earlier, of a student from Papatoy High School who had returned 3 negative tests and was asymptomatic. It was announced last night that Case M's mother had also test positive. Case M visited, eto po yung mga lugar. And you please pay attention. City Fitness, Hunter Plaza, Papatoy, February 26 from 3:20 p.m. to 4:40 p.m. and February 20 from 12:20 to 1:45 p.m. Another place is Manukau Institute of Technology, February 22 from 1 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., February 24 from 12 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., and February 25 from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Case M also visited Hunter Plaza on February 26 from 2:55 p.m. to 5 p.m. Burger King Highland Park, February 25 from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Your Health Pharmacy, February 23 p.m. from 2:45 p.m. to 3:50 p.m. And Pack and Save Manukau on February 21 from 5:30 p.m. to 6:40 p.m. The Ministry of Health is advising people who were at the gym at the days and times above to please stay at home, get tested as soon as possible, and call Healthline on 0800-354-5453. Remain at home until you receive a negative test result. Self-monitor for COVID-19 symptoms for 14 days from your exposure. If symptoms develop after your first negative result, get another test immediately and stay at home until a negative test result is received. People at the location at other locations are being told to self-monitor for COVID-19 symptoms for 14 days. If symptoms develop, get tested and stay at home until a negative test result is received. Ayan po, napaka-importante po niyan. We really have to listen to it and follow up on your and attend to your testing and wait for the result, and syempre pa monitor yourself pag meron kayong symptom na na parang saying that you have signs of this COVID-19, balik po ulit kayo, patest ulit kayo. Walang mawawala. It is for your own good and the good of your own bubbles na madobli-dobli, kahit na madobli-dobli rather ang testing, to be sure na ayos kayo. And the virus, which is more stronger, I believe, than the first one, eh, ma-contain. Let us all to help. Ensure that we help each other. Kokonti lang tayo, 5 million lang tayo, so we can help. Especially dito sa Auckland, dahil nandito ngayon ang concentration yan. Tayo pong mga Aucklanders, let us be vigilant. Maraming salamat po. Back to you, Tekno Joe.
Yan. Kakonekta pa rin sa news na yan ayon sa New Zealand Herald. COVID-19 coronavirus, as per Chris Hipkins, hints that South Aucklanders will be vaccinated first. According to the COVID-19 response minister, Chris Hipkins is suggesting that the people of South Auckland will be prioritized when it comes to the rollout of COVID-19 vaccines. This is in a sentiment that has been welcomed by the national leader, Judith Collins, who this morning said South Auckland needs to be a priority. Speaking to question and answer this morning, Hipkins said South Auckland was clearly more at risk of COVID-19 and this would be reflected in the government's vaccine rollout plan. He said after frontline COVID-19 workers had been vaccinated, the government would be rolling it out to those who are more at the risk within the community. That would be people with health conditions and the elderly, he said. He also said that the government was looking into places that had more risk. South Auckland is located by the big airport where most of the people are coming into the country from. Clearly, that South Auckland is setting that probably is a bit more at risk. I think you will see that reflected in the vaccine rollout plans. He doubled down when speaking to the nation, but he said that the main issue was the supply of vaccines. There would likely be high demand, and at this stage, the government did not have the stock on hand. She said that there was a lot of high density housing in South Auckland, and many people in the area work at border facilities and rest homes. We need to be realistic here. We need to say that South Auckland does need something, and that something special happens to be vaccination. Those vaccines needed to happen in South Auckland or the vaccinations before the rest of the country. So, ano bang comment mo dyan, Tita?
Tama lang. Dismiss, may tumatawag. Yeah, tama lang talaga. Dapat yan muna ang gawin. I agree with that. Ako sana medyo hesitant na magpa-injection kasi masyadong matapang kasi yung Pfizer at saka yung Moderna. And I'm not sure ano itong nasa atin. Pero ang nananaig sa akin ay siyempre to be safe and for everyone to be safe. So pag dumating sa portion na kailangan na rin ang mga gurang na kapareho ko kailangan ng mag-test, talagang I will consider it very, very carefully. Kahit na ako walang symptom, I think I will say yes for the benefit of all of us dito sa Auckland at ng akin ding, o hindi lang Auckland, buong New Zealand at ng aking mga anak at mga apo sa Australia, kapitbahay lang natin yan, mga pamilya ko sa Pilipinas and everywhere in the world. Siyempre pa, we will have to consider it very carefully, hindi lang yung pananaigin natin yung takot natin or worry natin, whatever it is. Diba? Mm-hmm.
Tama mm-hmm. yan. At sa kasalukuyan, meron tayong community transmission kasi. We still have to be vigilant kasi hindi matatapos or mauubos yung COVID-19 cases sa ngayon mm-hmm. kasi marami talagang dumadating pa. sa ating borders, di ba? Yun ang,
oo, totoo
ano,
yan.
Oo. Mm-hmm. As of today, we have a total of 66 active case.
Mm-hmm.
Yan. So, and 55 comes from the border. 11 community cases. Ang pagandahan lang ay walang nasa ospital.
Oo.
And so far, total number of cases from the beginning, we had 2,372 and 2,280 recovered and 26
Galing.
Deaths.
Mm-hmm.
So far.
Maliit yun. Maliit yun. We are very lucky here in New Zealand, really, dahil nagtulungan tayo during the first and second lockdown. And I'm sure yung pangatlong lockdown, nagtulungan din tayo. Hopefully, itong ika-apat na ito ay talagang mag-concentrate din tayo na magtulungan. Medyo kalimutan na muna natin yung halimbawa for the businesses na yung kanilang mga kikitahin. Eh kasi naman, one way or another, I am sure hindi naman tayo pinababayaan ng ating gobyerno. And tayo namang mga mamamayan, whether we are young or old, we have a duty na pangalagaan natin ang ating mga sarili at para makatulong tayong pangalagaan ang ating buong community dito sa buong New Zealand, where ang community natin ay only 5 million. Together, pag nag-cooperate tayo sa isa't isa, we will soar through. Lalagpasan natin ang pagsubok na ito. Siyempre, hindi agad-agad matatapos ang COVID-19 na ito. I think almost all of us already know that basically it will be maybe another year or so. Baka maging 2 years pa. But what is it kung tayo ay hindi mag-cooperate at halos lahat naman tayo ay matepok? Di ba? Eh di mas lalong
lamok lang ah.
Oo.
Doon naman tayo tadako tita sa isang magandang news sa
positibo muna tayo, positibo. Okay, Joe.
Merong nanalo na. Ay, nako. Ang galing.
Wala tayo.
Yeah. Oo. Mm-hmm. Ayan. Meron tayong big winner Powerball dito. Sabi sa New Zealand Herald. According to the New Zealand Herald, 22.5 million lotto jackpot struck for lucky Christchurch person. A lucky Christchurch person has won the $22.5 million lotto jackpot. Last night, the largest prize won by a single player in 12 months. The winning ticket for the Powerball First Division was bought at My Lotto store in Christchurch. The winning ticket is made up of 22 million from Powerball First Division and 500,000 from the Lotto First Division. The winner is the fifth Powerball winner of 2021, and they're taking home the largest Powerball prize won by a single player in 12 months. In Feb 2020, historic 50 million must be one draw, two players split the 50 million jackpot, each taking home 25.1 million. One other lotto player from the lower hut will also be celebrating after winning 500,000 with Lotto First Division last night. The winning Lotto ticket was sold at Stellan Street store in Lower Hutt. Strike 4 was also won yesterday by a player from Auckland who took home 600,000. The winning strike ticket was sold at Ashley Avenue Superette. Nako, tumaya na tayo ng Lotto.
Ako kaya hindi ako nanalo inuna ko nga kahapon ang aking community service at ang aking pag-attend sa aking mga kaibigan sa East Auckland. But di bali, marami pang pagkakataon, mananalo rin ako. I believe mananalo ako.
Tumaya muna tayo.
Oo, siyempre okay. Tataya tayo. Kailangan yan. Ngayon, eto po naman, migration will not return to pre-COVID levels when New Zealand border reopens. Immigration Minister warns, kahapon po yan, o hindi, nung February 26, so Friday pa yan. Tama, Radio New Zealand ito actually, February 26 pa ito. So ibig sabihin yan, maikli lang ito, ibig sabihin yan, kahit na maging level 2, level 1 pa tayo sa Sunday, this coming Sunday, not today Sunday, but next Sunday or coming Sunday, palagay ko yung mga nasa labas ng bansa, baka delikadong hindi makabalik. Dahil una-una sa ngayon, puno naman talaga ang quarantine stations dito sa Auckland. Kahit ang Hamilton and I'm not sure kung Rotorua ay puno na. So baka kung madidelay din ang balik ng mga nasa labas ng Auckland, na makabalik sa Auckland kahit na mag-level 1 pa tayo sa Sunday. Pakikinggan natin ang, siyempre, at titingnan natin ang news. Ako, in fact, meron akong kaibigan na umalis ng February after, oh, sorry. Pagkatapos na namatay ang kanyang anak, inuwi niya ang ase sa Pilipinas, dapat babalik na siya sa April, April, sometime in April, but hindi siya approved siyempre ang kanyang flight, fully paid siyempre ang kanyang return flight, but nag-try na siya and nag-try din ako, puno dito sa Auckland and wala din sa Hamilton. So I am checking again at na tempo. Ngayon sana ako bukas sana ako mag-check. Kaso lockdown, so tingnan natin, baka wala pang positive yan. And siyempre depende pa rin, I think sa mga I think the government, especially our PM and our health minister, titingnan pang mabuti ang resulta and ang sitwasyon dito sa Auckland sa Saturday and Sunday bago pa mag-announce ng kung pwedeng makabalik na yung mga New Zealand citizens, kahit pa sila Filipino, of Filipino origin and New Zealand citizen sila, kung pwede na sila, pwede na makabalik ang kaibigan ko sa April. I mean, tama, sa April. Yan po ang maraming Pilipino ang palagay ko, hindi lang Pilipino, ang iba pang New Zealander of different ethnicities na nasa labas ng bansa na gustong bumalik ng New Zealand, titingnan po natin mabuti kung pwede na after Sunday pa natin, Saturday or Sunday pa natin malalaman yan. Medyo nakakalungkot pero talagang ganyan po ang reality ng buhay.
According sa news, ang estimated kasi ng migrant arrivals pakita lang natin sa ating mga
sige daw.
Ang ating migrant arrivals estimates from June 2019 up to this ayan yung migration pattern since June. So mataas from 2 years ago to 2020 yung arrivals and then yun. So according to the government, hindi kaya di ba naka-stop ngayon ang expression of interest and so.
Oo. So, ma-share mo ba yan? Kung ilan ang migration ngayong 2021?
Prior to the pandemic, New Zealand's net migration was falling ever so slowly, about 64,000 in the middle of 2016, down to broadly 50,000 per annum throughout 2019. And it spiked highly as 95,000 in the year of March 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So there should be a strategy for what sort of skilled workers that we need to bring in and what the general profile for New Zealand migration and population settings. Ayan, pinag-aaralan pa po. Industries like horticulture just want people who are, one, willing to work, secondly, able to work, and thirdly, in the right place to work, Collins said. And we also have the New Zealand Refugee Quota Program, and it started again, but in smaller numbers. So everyone would like to go back to everything normal as fast as possible. But being able to bring about 200 people by the middle of the year was a good start, but obviously not that 1,500 in a year that the government is committed. So yun naman dun sa ano, sa refugee program ng ating bansa. Ayan. So that's why the New Zealand is limiting the migrants coming overseas here in New Zealand, because it will take the 6 months last year, when between April to September, when net migration was about 2,500. In any other year, that would usually be about 20,000. So from 20,000, it drops to 2,500. Ayun yung ano, sinasabi sa news na yan.
Okay. Now, tayo ba'y pwede nang dumako sa ating buhay
we'll
Pinoy?
Hear, we'll hear first a song, Tita. Okay?
Ano yan?
Okay,
sige
let's
daw.
Have a song again from our guest. Let's hear this.
Good afternoon again, everyone. And like what I mentioned earlier, meron po tayong very special guest na napaka-importanting bata ito, kasi ito po yung nag-champion sa ating Gintong Tinig 2019. Yeah. Nauulitin sana natin last year, 2020, pero nag-COVID naman. And ngayon, 2021 na, and may COVID pa rin. Pero kahit na may COVID, may David Labirinto pa rin shining in the world. Magandang hapon, David. Kumusta ka diyan?
Hello po. Good afternoon po. I'm alright naman po.
Naku, ay binatang-binata ka na. 2 years lang kitang hindi nakita eh. Mas lalo kayatang, kumbaga sa Bulaklak eh, humahalimuyak ang iyong mga achievements. Congratulations uli.
Thank you pa.
Mm-hmm. Kumusta ka naman at ang family mo, ang nanay mo, ang tatay mo?
Okay naman po kami. Although like COVID has like ruined some of our plans po, we're still coping pa po. We're still doing well.
That's great. So nasaan ngayon ang nanay at tatay mo? And meron ka ding kapatid, mga kapatid, di ba?
Isa lang po.
Isa lang. Lalaki din ba ito?
Apo.
And kumakanta rin?
He's learning po.
Very good. Kasi younger naman sa'yo. Much younger. Okay. Ano? Yeah, following in your footsteps. Yeah. Now, bago tayo magsimula, palagay ko, Joe, ipakilala muna ni David ang sarili niya. From when he arrived to New Zealand, everything about him that lead him to where he is now. Di ba, Joe?
Opo, opo. So David, paano ba kayo nag-migrate dito sa New Zealand and ilang taong ka noon?
So my dad first migrated here in New Zealand. I'm not sure about the year po, but like me and mom later on migrated here to New Zealand when I was like around 2 or 3 po.
Oh.
So it should be like 13, 14 years po.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So bata pa talaga siya noon.
So, dito na pinanganak yung brother mo?
Apo.
Ah, I see. So, siya ang original na Kiwi.
Apo.
Ikaw ay Pinoy Kiwi.
Apo.
At ang nanay at tatay mo. Yeah.
Mm. So, growing up na dito sa New Zealand as a kid, kamusta naman, David? Did you learn how to sing at a young age?
Yep. It all started when I was really young, but where I just like hummed songs that my parents used to play on the radio. But and ever since then, when they found out that I had talent on music, they started bringing me to voice lessons, therefore me singing.
Great. Maganda at bukod sa inner talent mo, eh meron kang professional training. Magandang
Opo.
pagsamahin talaga ang dalawang yan. Kaya naman, ang ganda-ganda ng resulta. Thanks to your parents, they have got the foresight. Ngayon, ang panganay nilang anak ay sikat na sikat na sa buong mundo. I can say that because of Facebook and other media, nakikilala ka na. Especially lately lang, nanggaling ka parang US, di ba?
Online.
Online
pa. Nag-join ka ng US online, which is very good. Fantastic.
Yes, magandang exposure yan. So, nabanggit mo, noong bata ka ay nag-training ka na ng voice lessons.
Yep.
Can you please elaborate on that? Ilang taong ka noon?
Ay. If memory serves right, but I started taking voice lessons when I was 8, but I had to stop for a few years due to my studies, but and then so on and so forth. I got into voice lessons again from Senyo Music Dreamers to eTalent Music Academy.
Great. I think from Senyo Music na nasubaybayan na kita doon. Kasi
Coach
it was the
JV.
Time when it was the time when you joined the Gintong Tinig and where you showed everyone what talent and the quality of it you had.
Yeah.
So bali taga-Santa kayo sa Philippines, David?
Manila, Philippines. Well, I don't know the exact location for around Manila since I haven't been to Philippines in a while. But, so, yeah.
Ah, that's another thing that you have to look at. Makabisita ka ng Pilipinas at makapag-perform ka. Hopefully, may magagawa tayo dyan. Di ba, Jo?
Why not? Yan, si Tita Virgie.
All right.
So, tell us about how did you learn singing? Ano yung mga gusto mong songs and nung bata ka pa hanggang sa ngayon?
When I was a kid, I used to listen to pop and all that. Usually like 2000s or pre-2000s to 2010 and all that. And then like right now, I'm my favorite type of music is EDM, lo-fi, chill step, and yeah.
So I know that you're also singing at church. So that's nice to share your talent then, diba? So tell us about your experience in singing at church.
Singing at church and being a worship leader, although I'm still getting the hang of it, but it is still a fun experience, but like guiding the whole church, being singing as one and all that. Yeah.
Galing. So very active ka rin pala sa church, providing them the music that is necessary for a particular Sunday or whenever day you go.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Okay, David. Can you tell us about more of yourself? Who is David when he's not singing, you know?
Oh, okay. David, when he's not singing, is your typical, like, average nerd guy where, like, he's, like, quiet, he's shy, he likes to read books, watch TV shows, and all that.
And practice church music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you just like singing or do you also dance?
I like singing more than dancing. Although I can dance, it takes at least like 3 months for me just to get like the whole dance steps and all that. So, yeah.
Pwede naman background sa singing mo eh, simple swaying and how you project yourself para ka na rin sumasayaw noon eh. Kasi even if when you're standing on a certain place permanently, still with your body language while you're singing, relating to your music and that, lumalabas, di ba?
Yeah.
So, ano mga engagements or activities pa ang or events na may susubaybayan sa iyo, David?
Currently, I'm not sure po. Usually, I get like messages from Facebook or other social media platforms and all that saying like, would you like to come? I'd like to invite you and all that. But yeah, if there is like one, I'm obviously going to say yes, because one, it's for experience, and two, it's to like show myself out there to the world and like what my talent is capable of and all that.
So how old are you now?
Currently, I am 17.
Sabi ko na, kasi 13 years ka na rito. Plus, sabi mo, 3.5 years kaya ata nang dumating. So, nag-add na ako eh. Yeah, so, but you look great at your age talaga. Talagang mukhang pro ka na nga eh.
Thank you po.
So, share us about paano ka nag-aaral o paano mo inaaral yung music, yung like for instance may mga songs na binibigay ba sa iyo or talagang pinipili mo lang isang, and how do you practice it? Like, kasi minsan meron yung iba English or Tagalog, and then just share us a bit of it.
Usually, the most important thing whenever I practice songs is enunciation or dictation and all that. Where like the way how you pronounce the words depends on like how you say it and all that. Where like, say for example, like if you mumble a little bit, it's like you cannot like understand what he's saying. Whereas if you say it clearly, you can like understand it and relate to that certain word in the song book as well.
Exactly. Emote ba ang tawag dun, Joe?
Hindi naman po. Ano, it's more of opening the vocal cords and and pronouncing the lyrics clearly.
Properly. Yeah. And then obviously, not only David himself can really relate to it, but the listeners as well, because they can understand what he means with even one line, even one word in one line. They would already basically have the basic understanding of what he's saying, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. So, nasa uni ka na ba? Or are you in?
No. Currently, I am in my last year on like college or high school pa. And yeah.
Yes. So next year, university ka na?
Apo.
Anong plan mo to take up? Are you planning to take music or anything, or just do music as a hobby?
I plan to take either engineering or music po. That way, like in the future, I could be like a sound engineer making my own music, like background music in movies, cartoons, etc.
Wow. Audio.
Well, you laid out your future already. Fantastic.
That's a
go
plan.
For it.
That's nice to hear. So, yung engineer, kasi may tech yan, tita, on how
yun
you...
Yun na nga eh.
See, he can work in the radio station too.
Siyempre. In fact, you can volunteer every now and then pag libre ka. That would give you a chance to even more project yourself. And kami naman makinabang sa talent mo and community the whole service. Filipino community will also be acquainted with your music, the same as other ethnic groups na nakikinig sa Samutsari Philippine Cultural Radio every Sunday.
I'm sure there are also kids who would like to join us. Actually, I think there's someone who's interested from the church last time, so I have to get his number, one of the youth, to give us some news and become our reporters. Yeah. So, David, so you have told us about your plans as a as you grow up. How do you see yourself in 5 years from now?
That's actually a hard question. 5 years from now, I'd probably still be focusing like mainly more on studying and all that before music, because like it also helps with like me like taking music, for example, like better performing myself, how to like present myself and all that, interviews, etc.
Yes, and obviously aside from music, meron kang mainline where you can hook in a lot of income to pay for your music hobbies and interests, isn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Magandang ano yan, exposure. Yan. So now we will listen to his song, Tita, before we carry on interviewing him. So let's
yun ba yan yung ipinanalo niya or aning music yan?
Yeah, we have his music that he recorded a while ago. It's Gary V's Natutulog Ba Ang Diyos.
Where did he perform that? Was that a winning, David, was that a winning thing when you joined the U.S. home something?
Yeah, I performed. Oh no, I performed that for my other interview for eTalent Music Academy.
Oh, great. eTalent Music Academy.
Which we will further discuss later on. So let's listen to this music.
Okay. Welcome back. Nandito na naman po kami at ang ating very special guest, walang iba kung hindi si David Labirinto. And I think it is easier kung yung hindi marunong mag-pronounce masyado ng apelyido niya, just call him David L.
Mm-mm. Kumusta ulit? Actually, David? Meron siyang Facebook page, di ba, David?
Yes, it's called David L, where like anyone can request songs that I will try my best to sing. And yeah.
Galing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, David... pagpatuloy natin yung ating ano kwentuhan, di ba? So noon, di ba, na i-invite kang mag-perform sa mga events, like you also competed sa Ginton Tinig, di ba? Wherein Tita Virgie said, ano nga yung kinanta mo nga doon, yung winning piece mo?
Huwag Ka Nang Umiyak by Gary Valenciano.
And syempre pa, yun ang nag-champion. Ako nga, tumatayo-tayo ang balahibo ko eh.
Ayan ako, kasagsagan yung kay Cardo Delisa yun, di ba? Yun kasi yung kanyang team song. Okay. So, hindi kami nahihirapan pala na growing up, yung pag-pronounce ng mga Tagalog words. Ayan. Kasi, di ba, you are already, parang you grew up here. And most of the time, yung mga nakakausap mo, although sa bahay, nagtatagalog kayo, yung nakakausap mong mga klase, kaibigan, are all in English. So, do you have any challenge on like, having the memorizing or pronunciation of your words in Filipino or Tagalog songs?
Yes, sometimes I've come across that where, for example, like I say a really long word and then like my tongue tends to like twist itself and all that. But like what I do is like I practice it, otherwise ask help from my parents and all that. Mm-hmm. And thus me pronouncing it properly.
Galing. Oh, siyempre pa, mama and papa are always there for you.
Yeah.
Yes, stage parents coming up. Pero they are very, very ano, supportive talaga kay David. Nakakatuwa.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So,
di nga ba nag-guest ka pa sa radyo eh? Nandun pa ang mami mo. Dinalan pa nga kami ng mga kakanin eh. Oh, thanks again, Mary Jane. Sarap nun.
Shout out kay mommy and kay daddy. Hello, hello. Ayan.
Yes.
And David, now that the sa pandemic, of course, hindi na tayo masyado nakakalabas for events. Although, pag nag-level 1 or 2, okay lang yan, di ba?
Yeah.
Pero recently, since last year, you have for sure have invitations that you receive online. So tell us more about how it started.
It actually started like during COVID, where like most of like my public guestings were canceled. But like thanks to Zoom and like the power of technology, we were able to continue like the different guestings I had. And yeah.
Tell us what are these guestings that you have? Some of it.
One of them was, I think, Mrs. Universe. I think it was Mrs. Universe. I forgot like the other ones and all that. But yeah, mm-hmm. I've had like a bunch last year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And how about yung experience? Ano bang mas preferred mo? Singing in person, live on stage, or recording or singing live via Zoom?
Oh, okay. I guess, in my opinion, I'd rather sing live on stage because, like, one, I want to, like, convey my message, like, through the song, like, face-to-face and all that. That way, yes, it could, like, impact them more than like what we usually see in like videos and all that, recordings, because like sometimes people like may think that it's all just like pre-recorded, it's all fake and all that. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and ang tawag yan, sa Tagalog, niretoke,
filtered,
edited, yeah, filtered, yeah.
Yeah.
When it is live, they can see the real David L.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So you're going to use that script name now, David L. Is that what you're thinking?
David L. or David Labyrintho. It either works fine with me.
That's great. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So recently, or actually last this week lang, nag-guest siya sa Wish at saka E-Talent Music Academy.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So tell us how you you were na punta or na discover to be part of the show.
How I got into like a Wish homeschool edition guesting was from E-Talent Music Academy, where like they have connections where new students from E-Talent are like guested at like the Wish Bus USA, I think. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they also have like connections for like ABS-CBN, all that. They have connections with like different music producers. And
Billing.
Mm-hmm. So E-Talent Academy is like a school that you've enrolled to, or?
Yeah, it's international, where like you learn like various instruments, going from violin, guitar, piano, drums, voice, etc.
Yeah, so that will make you really well-rounded, aye?
Yeah.
Do you plan to have some instruments that you would like to master aside from singing?
Either like piano, ukulele, or digital instruments, where like you can like use a certain type of software and just make your own chord progression and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good combination.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, do you have any message to your fans out there, or who would like to hear your music, or for your family or friends, or whoever is watching at the moment?
To all those that are watching and to all my fans, thank you for always being there, supporting me, throughout the whole way, like throughout my whole journey. Like seriously, I don't have the words to say how much, like I mean it. Like thank you so much, and to my family, thank you as well for supporting me and encouraging me from the beginning. And I hope that yeah, you'll always be there for me.
Yan. And
Of
how about your
course.
message for the young kids or for those who would like to pursue some same dream that you have?
To the next generation of musicians, if you're planning on singing, just like sing your heart out as you give it your all.
There you have it. So you have learned and how David have progressed to become a musician, and until now he's doing a lot of ang tawag doon, a practice and training, right? With
Yeah.
the help of E
The
Music
Talent Music Academy.
E-Talent Academy and other training centers. Oh, talagang pagka-passion mo, you really have to put your heart into it and your time, and it just, and of course you have to really enroll, di ba? So you have to put your money too, right?
Yes. And to enhance the natural talent. Iba din kasi yung nakakapansin ang mga professional people na involved din sa music industry. They could see your talent and they could offer what help can they do to magnify your original talent, di ba?
Yes.
Yes, that's true. So we wish you all the best, David, and we wish that you will be able to perform again live in the station, right, Tita?
Yes. Meantime, yung inawit mo na ano ba yun, na parang natutulog ba ang Diyos ata?
Oh, kanina yon. Ngayon, we were going to
Hindi. Ano yung
play
ngayon?
the winning piece in Tinig, tinig, gintong
Gintong
tinig?
tin.
Gintong
Yeah.
tinig. Oh,
Gintong
and
tin.
we
Tinay.
also play later some of his songs afterwards. So stay tuned. And thank you very much, David, for sharing your music and passion to us.
Thank
Yes.
you for inviting me as well.
Yes, very much so. We would obviously invite you again. We did before, and we will, because gusto naming subaybayan ang iyong pag anong tawag yan? When you soar up in the music industry, pride nating lahat na Pinoy yan, na mayroong Pilipinong magaling na ayan, at talaga he's doing his best and he is welcomed by Filipinos as well and other ethnic groups, welcoming you in our hearts to support you in your dream. Di ba?
Apo.
Ayan.
Thank you
Maraming
po.
salamat uli, David, and to your
Thank you pa
parents.
rin.
Thank
Thank you
you.
po.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.
Welcome back, Tita. And now we're going to proceed to our Philippine news. Ano
Great.
naman ang ating karagdagang ulat sa ating mahal na bayan? According to Inquirer.net, Philippines reports 2,921 more COVID cases and 37,093 active infections. Wow, ang dami.
Nako, ang dami sa Pilipinas.
The Philippines on Saturday reported 2,921 new coronavirus disease cases, while active infections soared to 37,093, which is 6% of the total count of COVID-19 cases. The newly reported cases surpassed the record high figure of 2,651 additional infections that was announced by the Department of Health on Friday. DOH case bulletin on Saturday showed that the new cases have increased the country's total COVID cases to 174,247 cases. The health department also documented 293 more recoveries, 43 additional fatalities of the disease, bringing the total count of recoveries and deaths to 524,865 and 12,289 ang total deaths in the Philippines.
Ang dami, siyempre, ilang milyon naman tayo.
But the DOH said it has revised the total number of deaths and recoveries after 9 recoveries were reclassified as deaths. One recovered case was also removed from the country's total case as it is a duplication. One duplicate was removed, sabi nga nila, kasi duplicate daw. Despite some areas remaining under general community quarantine or GCQ, the national government has eased travel restriction by scraping the mandatory COVID-19 testing for travelers. Local government units can still, however, require travelers to take swab tests. For new news and updates, just visit the COVID-19 and call the DOH hotline in the Philippines. Manila 02-865-17800, local 1149 or 1150. Ayan, nakakalungkot. Pero
yan, wala tayong magagawa dyan.
Yan ang kasalukuyang number of cases in the Philippines. And now we have our second news.
Ito
ang
yan.
Vaccine. Yes, go.
Yeah. 525,000. Hindi yata, bakit? 525, tama. 525,600. Na sobra kasi ng isang zero. Doses ng COVID-19 vaccine ng AstraZeneca darating sa bansa sa Lunes. Sa Pilipinas po ito. February 27 ito kahapon. So ibig sabihin, tomorrow, darating na sa Pilipinas yan. AstraZeneca. Darating na sa bansa sa Lunes, Marso 1, ang 525,600 doses ng bakuna kontra COVID-19 na gawa ng kumpanyang AstraZeneca. Ito ang kinumpirma ni na Presidential Spokesman Harry Roque at Senador Bongo. Ayon kay Roque, bahagi ito ng makukuha ng Pilipinas sa COVAX facility. Kinukumpirma po na parating po ang 525,600 dosages ng AstraZeneca itong darating na Lunes, 12:50 ng hapon. Ito po ay kabahagi nung makukuha ng Pilipinas galing sa COVAX facility. Meron po tayong inaasahan na 5.2 hanggang 9.2 million AstraZeneca dosages from the COVAX facility, pahayag ni Roque. Nagpapasalamat po tayo kay Ambassador Pruse ng Inglaterra o Pruse. Dahil ang kanyang intercession po ang naging dahilan kung bakit napabilis po ang pagdating ng AstraZeneca sa Pilipinas. Nagpapasalamat din po tayo siyempre po sa COVAX facility sa World Health Organization, sa UNICEF, sa Gavi, sa CEPI, at saka sa Global Alliance Against COVID-19, pahayag ni Roque. Ayon kay Roque, nagpapasalamat si Pangulong Duterte kay Ambassador Pruse ng Inglaterra at sa iba pa dahil sa pagdating ng bakuna. Ayan. Marami ay magkikinabang.
Good news yan. At dadako pa rin tayo sa isang good news from Inquirer. Tatlong government agencies ang nag-commit to build metro bike lanes. Sustainable Transport and Mobility Advocates lauded the three government agencies tasked to build a network of protected bike lanes in Metro Manila. As it was a long overdue project. On Feb 23, MOVE as One Coalition met officials of the Metropolitan Manila Development Authority, the Department of Transportation, and the Department of Public Works and Highway 3 weeks after the group pressed government to immediately build 814 million Metro Manila bike lane network under the Bayanihan to recover as one act. It was heartening to know that the three agencies valued feedback and believe that the team effort is needed for the successful rollout of this life-saving and economy-boosting infrastructure. Robert C. Jr., one of the coalition's conveners, said, "Move as One Coalition said a bike lane network would also improve Metro Manila's mobility environment and reduce greenhouse gas emissions." Ayan. At syempre, makakabawas yan sa traffic. At good exercise
Oo.
Din.
Mm-mm. Oo, tama yan. At narito naman po. Oh, tama ba ito? Sandali. Tama. Oh, mali, 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 mali. Tama.
Sports news na. Tayo.
Oo, ayan. Lalabas na. Ayan. Philippines aims to send best team possible for Olympic qualifiers. Galing po yan sa CFC of Inquirer. Ayan. The Philippines has committed to participate in the FIBA Olympic qualifying tournament in Serbia following New Zealand's pullout from the competition. The world's basketball governing body announced Friday that Gilas Pilipinas will be headed to the OQT for being the next best ranking in the Asia-Oceania region after New Zealand decided against participating due to rising costs of sending a team abroad amid the coronavirus pandemic. This is truly a welcome development, and we're very happy that Gilas Pilipinas men will be given a chance to compete for the sport in the Olympics, said Samahang Basketball ng Pilipinas President Al S. Panlilio in a statement. Our chairman Emeritus Manny V. Pangilinan had a conversation with Agnes Zaglis, Secretary General of FIBA, who informed him of the development, and MVP was very pleased with the news. SBP has also pledged to send the best roster for the qualifiers, which grants slots for the coronavirus delayed Tokyo Olympics from June 29 to July 1. The national team is bundled with the host Serbia and Dominican Republic in Group A. Whenever we compete in international tournaments, we always aim to send the best team possible to make our Filipino team, Filipino fans proud, said Panlilio, who is hopeful that naturalization candidate Angelo Cuname will be able to join the team by then. Cuname's bid for a Filipino citizenship just passed the Senate Justice Committee this week. We will be coordinating with the PBA to plot our plans moving forward, and we're hopeful that Ange Cuname's naturalization will be signed into law by then to give Gilas Pilipinas men that added boost. It needs to be more competitive, Panlilio said. Ayan, yan po. Ang galing naman. Sa bagay, talagang tayo mga Pinoy, number one ang sports na basketball sa ating mga buhay. Whether we are participants or just supporters or mainly spectators, nakalagay yata sa dugo ng Pilipino, basketball.
Oo nga. At saka yung Gilas Pilipinas women, di ba, nagpunta sila dito last time.
Mm-mm.
So we're Ayan. Very happy na, although hindi man tayo nanalo, masaya pa din kasi ang tatangkad ng mga kalaban nila.
Ang diliit ng mga Pinay.
pero magagaling. Maliliksi. Oo.
And taking it from there, I would like to announce that tayo mga Pilipino dito sa Auckland, masisihan tayo dahil siyempre mayroon tayong basketball tournament na naman.
Wow.
Hatid sa atin ng Samutsari Auckland Philippine Cup. Ang opening ay sa April 17 at yan ay gaganapin sa ano na nga yung pinuntahan natin, Jo, last October sa South Auckland.
I-announce ulit natin yan.
Oo, nawawala sa isip ko. Pero malaking event place yan sa Auckland. In fact, kahapon nakita ko pa, pinuntahan ko pa kahapon.
Bruce McLaren ba?
Yeah, that's right. Bruce Mason.
Bruce McLaren. Mason. Bruce Mason.
Bruce Mason, malaking ano po venue yan. 73 teams po ang magkukumpete. Ganun na naman, may ages 9, 11, 13, 15, 17, yan. And 19. Siyempre merong men at merong I think below up of 32 or 35.